Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2020. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guests are Major Jim Curl and Jill Skaggs from Wichita Salvation Army. Welcome to Issues 2020. Nice to have you with
us. Thank you.
We should tell you that we're doing this on a phone line because of the pandemic, and we're doing all of our interviews that way, so we can't be in the same room with you, but we'll just muddle through this morning. Jill, now your title is Director of Emergency Disaster Services. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of it. It's Emergency Social Services. I'm the director here in Sedgwick County.
And we're going to be talking about the Salvation Army's role in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. But first, I'd like some background, if we can. Major Curl, how long have you been with the Salvation Army in Wichita?
Well, I've been here just 2 years now in Wichita with the Salvation Army, but overall with the Army, I've been around for about 40 years.
About 40. Where were you before you came here?
I have served in the 11 central states with the Salvation Army in about 20 different locations.
Wow. That's, you don't get to stay long, do you? Maybe you'll stay longer here.
You know, hard to keep a good job, you know?
There you go. Now, let's talk a little bit about Salvation Army. Is this a religious entity? Is it a church?
Yes, we are. We are a church. We are a church-based social service agency, and everything we do is our motivation to serve the Lord in our work.
So how would you state your mission, the Salvation Army's mission, then?
Well, the international mission of the Salvation Army is a little longer, but I can surely give you that. It reads something like this. The Salvation Army is an international movement of the evangelical part of the Christian Church. Its message is based on the Bible. Its ministry is motivated by the love of God. The mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in His name without discrimination.
All right. Thank you. Now,
mission statement. You got the whole nine yards.
Okay. Well, I want to throw these questions out, and whoever is comfortable with asking, again, answering them. I want to start with having you tell us about a Stand with Wichita. What exactly is Stand with Wichita?
So I'm Jill. Stand with Wichita is our partnership with the Wichita Community Foundation, and it is to serve families and individuals in Sedgwick County where their employment or their income has been impacted by COVID-19. And what we're doing is paying their utility bills. We're doing everything over the phone, and people call, and they are emailing documents, and they're just verifying through their last paycheck that they're employed somewhere, that either they're on furlough, reduced hours, and we work with the utility providers and get their bills paid so they're current.
What is the Wichita Community Foundation? That sounds like something new to me. What is that?
It's a conglomeration of investment places where folks can deposit money into this community foundation. They invest it on behalf of those individuals and then either allocate the funds back to the individual or use it for things like like this this effort that we're doing for COVID-19.
Okay, Stand with Wichita. How's it going? Obviously, you're relying on people to make donations. How's it going so far?
Well, the donations are coming in, and we're very grateful for the donors in the community. We've spent probably $10,000 a week since we've started this program with them. And so they had funds available March 23rd, and our team started receiving calls. We were averaging about 50 calls a day, and so that's what we're doing. I mean, the funds have been there, and the need is there, and so we're able to help people and relieve some of that pressure for them.
So if somebody's listening, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you, Major?
Yeah, I was going to just add a little bit, because the beauty of this partnership has been we talked about this potential need, and both the foundation, Wichita Foundation, and the Salvation Army said, yeah, we're going to do that, and just commenced to provide the service for people and waited for the funds to come. And you know, as the community would have it, the support is there to make it come true.
Well, now, if somebody is in need of funds, how do they get in touch with you, or how do you find them?
So they need to call our direct line, which is 316-263-2769, and then go to extension 148, and then we call them back. We're also partnering with utility providers. We have a presence on all the social media. We're getting out to restaurant workers. And so, you know, word of mouth, I mean, that's how we're out there promoting and also working with utility providers.
All right, let's talk about, I would like you to tell us about some of the programs or specific things you're doing to address the pandemic. Beyond this, Stand with Wichita, what other things are you doing at the Salvation Army?
You know, our other services are still ongoing. Our food pantry, our food services are still in full force and growing, I believe, in the process. As the pandemic continues, folks are coming to a point where they're realizing they might need some assistance with food, and that is always difficult when you don't know where to turn. What's happening again in this community this time? Many of these folks have never been part of the social service system before. They've never received any help from the Army, from the Salvation Army or others. So they're not really sure which way to turn, but the Army is here to help with those kinds of things. So food we're doing as we have normally done and increasing it. In fact, we have a larger distribution coming up next Wednesday. That'll be kind of a bulk distribution, really pushing community-wide, and that's going to be there. We're still operating our shelter, and our shelter is operating at capacity. It becomes a little more difficult within our shelter because we have to be prepared for the what-ifs. You know, folks are supposed to stay in the shelter, but, you know, you have to leave the building every now and then, and so it's always at risk when you have that mixed population. So our shelter is still running at capacity, and what we try to do here at the Salvation Army is, what's the need? Where are you hurting? What's the shortfall in your life or family, and how can we help with that? So
we're going to probably elaborate on a couple of those programs here in the next few minutes, but before we talk about that, I'd like to ask you, when it comes to this, of course, nobody's ever seen what we're looking at now as far as this pandemic. I can't find anybody who's, oh, yeah, we dealt with that before back in 1956. No, nobody's ever seen this before. So what are you looking at as some of the specific challenges that you're facing in regard to the crisis with COVID-19?
Obviously, what happens in our community right now is we run into the fact that the Salvation Army is driven a lot by volunteers. A lot of what we do and how we serve people is because we have good community volunteers that step up and help us do the things that we do, which is wonderful. You can't put a dollar value on those kinds of support, but they're not there. They're required to stay home. They are at home, keeping safe. So the pandemic itself, the fear of what might be if I were to become infected with that pandemic, with that virus, how do I respond to that? So we're pushing a little bit more of the envelope of having enough people to do the services that we do. We've put all hands on deck, so those who might have been support staff in other ways are now frontline service people, and so we're just it's just finding enough people to provide hands and feet to do what we need to do.
So I'm going to just go behind the scenes a little bit. How are you operating in your facility, in your office? Are you doing a skeleton crew? Do you have people working from home? How are you handling this at the Salvation Army?
Well, it really depends upon your location. Here in Wichita, we're still here in our building operating the full building. We have limited access to the building now. We don't allow the through traffic that we once have. As Joe mentioned earlier, we're doing most of our things outside the door or via the phone service or computer kind of thing. But even our internal staff that may have been just office staff, I don't mean that in a negative way, just office staff, now we're saying how can they pitch in to help with the needs on the front line. So it's reassigning. I joke and call it, it's that paragraph 13 of your job description, you know, other duties as assigned. So the staff is just stepping up and doing what they need to do.
Well, and you know, that's I guess what all of us are doing pretty much. But we talked about volunteers a minute ago, and that was one of my questions. If somebody would like to volunteer, again, how do they get involved? You had a phone number, I think, didn't you, Jill?
Yeah, I would just have them call 316-263-2769, and they can be transferred to Brenda Autry, and we can see if there's something they can do for us. One of the other challenges, Steve, that I wanted to mention was, you know, there's some people in the community, as Major Curl mentioned, that have never needed assistance. And so how do we reach that group of people? These are people, like when we've been helping people with utilities, these are people that, families that are workers, they're like, I want to get back to work. I loved my job. I was a waiter. I was the hairdresser. And so these are folks that would never even think of needing social services. They're probably the ones that have donated to us and been donors. And now, so how do we reach that group of people? And with your help, we can do that. So that's been a challenge, too, that, maybe I don't need help. But if the community opens on May 3rd, you know, I may not get my first paycheck till May 23rd. And so now I've got 2 months' rent due, April and May. And that's what we're trying to do.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And now when you talk about you also mentioned financial help and donations. And, of course, we want to talk about that aspect, too. There's somebody out there right now saying, hey, that sounds like a real good cause or something I'd like to donate or be a part of. And how can they do that? How can they make a donation of some sort?
Obviously, there's online donations that you can make. You can go to our website and make donations online. You can do it the old-fashioned way and send a check in the mail. That works for us as well. And just designate that it's for the COVID, and that becomes 100% going towards COVID, and that's the Army honors those designations, and we keep those things where they are. Donations received in Wichita serves Wichita. That's how we function and how we support our community. So just a couple ways to do that.
And that's another question I had about Salvation Army Wichita. Are you limited geographically? In other words, do you service several counties, just Wichita, Sedgwick County? How does that work, Major?
We serve Wichita and Sedgwick County from this location.
Okay.
In that respect, we are limited. However, we are able to reach outside of that area in special circumstances and situations. For example, just the other day, Jill told me the story about an individual in Pratt. It was a community. So mm-hmm. I'll let Jill tell that story.
Jill.
Yeah, somebody from Pratt was needing help with prescriptions, and so we just said, yes, we'll help you. We're not going to get caught up in, you know, the Sedgwick County rule right now. We want to help people. You know, I can't leave my home. I don't know where to turn. So we do also have a resource for if somebody from another county calls, we can get them in touch with their service extension office. So
okay.
I would encourage people just to call the number we've talked about, and we'll figure out how to get them either connected in the community or in their community.
Now, just for clarity, when we say service extension within the Salvation Army, in many of the smaller communities around the state, we have volunteer groups that actually do the social service ministry of the Army in those little communities. It might be the school principal, it might be the police chief, it could be the fire chief. It depends on the community. So we refer them back to that volunteer group of the Salvation Army.
You're listening to Issues 2020 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guests are Major Jim Curl and Jill Skaggs from the Wichita Salvation Army. Let's talk about, if we could for just a minute, about some other programs and services. Tell us about your efforts to help in times of disasters. Tell us about that.
So one of the things we're doing that the Major alluded to was food. And so we're able to help with food assistance. We've partnered with, we get a certain allotment of food through the federal government. And then now we've just found out the food bank has received a wonderful grant to be able to allow us to have food. So, you know, we're a pantry that's still open. And we're taking food out just like Target. You know, you come and we put it in your trunk and limited interaction. So, and we're not, on our food distribution next Wednesday, we're not asking any questions. You know, you say you need food, we're going to provide food for you. So
I want to talk about general disasters. I mean, somebody is, they've lost their home because of a fire something like that.
Yeah. That's you know, one of the things that we have within the Salvation Army is we are an international disaster service agency as well. So we're the ones with the red and white canteens that come out and serve at those kind of events. When invited, we don't barge into those things. You know, and the fire department calls out, say we need some help at this location, and we respond to those needs in that community. So if in a disaster mode, if it's a tornado or a flood and those kind of things, you'll see the Salvation Army on the front line. And we're usually there pretty quickly because we're in that community ourselves. So we're already on site, we're already there, we already have boots on the ground, and then we just feed into that site from other areas around the Salvation Army world. So,
tell us about how you help with the homeless. And I know this COVID-19 thing has been something for the homeless to be, the city's dealing with that a little bit too, but how do you deal with the homeless at the Salvation Army?
In Wichita, there's a really great network of service for the homeless population within Wichita. Our role as a Salvation Army is we are a supplemental food site for the folks on the street these days. So we're providing lunches and meals. We're kind of partnering with a couple other agencies. They do it a couple days. We do it the other days. They may do a certain group on a certain day. We cover the other days. Housing and such, we do have our shelter here that houses women and families, and the family is a mother and children or a father and children or a combination thereof. We currently don't have a spot for single men in our housing system because we think the need is kind of met within Wichita, and we don't want to just duplicate that. But we're on the streets, and we have guys that come by on a regular basis and grab a lunch bag that happens to be packed for them.
Yeah. Hey, talk about fostering at-risk children. What's that all about?
You know, we have in Wichita one of two nationwide in the Salvation Army of a foster care program. And we're a state-licensed program to receive foster children from the state. So we work with families and foster care children to find them placements, to do the case study, the case follow-up, to make sure that that child is in a good, safe environment and getting the services they need within the state.
And you work with veterans, I understand. Is that correct?
We do. We do. We have a really great veterans services program here in Wichita. It's really based out of Kansas City, but we have multiple case managers here in town, and their goal is to help veterans find permanent housing. So they're working with veterans to help them find resources to stay in their homes if they have them, or resources to find homes if they don't.
What is Dillon's Community Rewards?
Okay. As I understand the program, I'm not an expert on Dillon's Community Reward, but as I understand the program, you can designate charities as the recipient of reward points. So if you designate the Salvation Army in Wichita, Sedgwick County, quarterly we get a check from Dillon's that says, here's X amount of dollars to use in your services to people, whatever that might be. And it's a great way for individuals just to support the social service agency, and I would suggest the Salvation Army.
Okay. Yeah, I knew about that. Now, talk a little bit about corporate partnerships. What is that?
Well, corporate partnerships are really broad, and we have lots of folks that we work with. I believe one, of course, is most recently we talked about is the Wichita Foundation. That's a corporate communities partnership that we have. We have several other groups in town that we can come alongside, and they say, let's work with the Salvation Army. I'm thinking of the Spirit Aerospace Systems is a great corporate sponsor with the Salvation Army. You see more of them at Christmas time when it comes to our toys and our food program at Christmas time, or you may hear that they have done things with back-to-school supplies to help teachers and students and the schooling kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But those are the kind of community partners. It's ways that in which the corporate world can say, I have a group of people that want to do something. How do we do that? How do we come alongside an agency, an organization like the Salvation Army, and help them provide resources for the needs? We have, I mentioned volunteers earlier. We had some great corporate sponsors that provide us with volunteers prior to COVID-19, of course, but they're great sponsors. They come alongside and they say, you know, we're going to come and help staff your food pantry for the days and meet with the people one-on-one and talk with them. So corporate sponsorship, corporate partnership is essential, and I think it's one of the things that we're struggling a little bit now with in the current environment because they can't get out. They can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say on that, you know, maybe I'm not a big player in the community. I don't have a lot of funds, but my team event, I want to come and volunteer. And so, you know, you could come and work at our food pantry one day and meet with our clients or come and cook food for our shelter. And so even though I may not have the dollars that they think that they need, we would love to have volunteers come as a team and help us. That's another important corporate event or sponsorship.
Can't emphasize enough that volunteering is one of the biggest assets that we have. So.
How many people do you think you actually help in a year's time at the Salvation Army? I imagine that's the number you probably... Maybe you can't estimate it, but do you have any numbers that you might...
The last number that I recall that we put together for a different report was right around the 200,000 people.
Oh, wow. And you mentioned that you work with other organizations. There are so many... there are a number of civic organizations and people who are doing similar to work what you're doing. And do you try to coordinate with other people who are doing similar kind of work?
We do. We work really hard at the Salvation Army and are partnering... not to duplicate services and enhance other services within the community. And if someone has resources that they want to share and we can share both ways, it works out very well. So I think overall in Wichita, you'll find that true for most service agencies. They like to partner together. They like to work together. We serve on several different councils and communities with representation in the continuum of care group and the housing piece and such and so on. So it's a pretty good partnership in Wichita.
Let's talk about Red Kettle for just a minute. It's Christmas time, the bell ringers and so forth. My understanding is that is your fundraiser, but the money that you raise in the donations is used year-round. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our Christmas fundraising is indeed our largest fundraising effort in the Salvation Army world, really, not just in Wichita. But it is the resource that we try to generate enough resources in that period of time through the Red Kettle campaign, which, of course, is the Red Kettles on the corner, but it's more than that. It's the letters you get in the mail. It's the appeals you hear on radio and television. It's all those kind of things. But those dollars are what makes the Army available to serve throughout the year.
It's such a tough time for our community, for the entire nation and the world. What do you say to folks? I'm going to talk to you if I could, Major Curl. What do you want to tell folks about how we should approach this in our hearts and our minds? Because these are some tough times, not only financially, but through our hearts and our minds.
You know, I think sometimes we find ourselves thinking that you know, we're in such a terrible, dire strait where we are, and for many people that's true, but for a lot of us, we're so much better off than so many other folks in our community. And it's amazing what a small donation, a little gift, can do. And what you don't see and what you won't feel is the expression of thanks and thanksgiving you get from the folks that you serve. And when you put that extra box of groceries in a car, or you help with the utility bill, it just means so much to that individual that the benefit to the giver way exceeds the gift.
All right, people just love it. Okay, we're almost out of time. I just want to thank you both for being with us over the phone, because that's the way we have to do it right now. But thank you for being with us, and thank you for the great work that the Salvation Army is doing in this community and around the country. It's nice to talk to you and get to know you, at least on the phone. Someday we'll be able to say hello face-to-face, I'm sure. But thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Our guests are Major Jim Curl and Jill Skaggs from Wichita's Salvation Army. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2020. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.